Dia de los Muertos dates back nearly 3,000 years ago to the Aztecs in Central America. The holiday, which honors and remembers the dead, was originally celebrated in the summer, but after a few hundred years and some mixing of Spanish Catholicism, it now takes place on the first and second days of November.
The belief system is that during that time period, the veil between the living and the dead gets thin, and the dead can come and visit.
This is Cynthia Long, curator of the museum's Day of the Dead exhibit. This year's show features a traditional Oaxacan ofrenda, or altar to the dead. It's filled with yellow and orange marigolds, sugar skulls, photos of the deceased, candles.
So part of the things on the altar are to encourage the spirits to be able to find their home.
There's also a lot of food, like this basket of bread.
The dough is crossed at the top like bones. It's kind of like Hawaiian sweetbread. It's really tasty.
What is that bread called? Does it have a name?
It's called pan de muertos, which is dead bread. I guess the translation
literally
would be dead bread. Yes, dead bread. But it tastes a lot better than it sounds.
The exhibit is filled with both folk and modern Latin American art. There are papier-mâché calacas, skeleton figurines that are often depicted as whimsical, like this trio by the Mexican artist Ruben Guzman.
Two of them have wings that look like monarch butterfly wings. One is eating a watermelon, and one is holding a peace sign, and they look like they're ready to jump out and have fun with you.
A wall mural by local artist Peter Perez prominently features La Calavera Katrina, the ornately dressed skeleton illustration created by early 20th century cartoonist Jose Posada.
And he drew her as a response to, like, rich people still die. Everybody dies, including rich people.
The mural serves as the backdrop for the exhibit's community altar, where the public is encouraged to leave notes and photos of their loved ones. Also new is an altar by Santa Rosa collector Liz Camino Byers. It celebrates the life of Mexican painter Frida Kahlo.
You see these traditional sugar skulls. You've got Frida Kahlo photographs in these silver frames. And you have the usual offerings, marigolds. We've got avocados and fruits and vegetables here. And tamales are there.
There's also a lot of monarch butterflies. Is that another symbol?
Yes, that's another symbol. So they actually migrate from the U.S. where it's cold to, in the wintertime, they go down south. But it's around the same time as Day of the Dead. And so the locals actually take this as a sign that the monarch butterflies are bringing the spirits home.
Although slightly eerie, every corner of the exhibit reflects the joyous and celebratory nature of Dia de los Muertos. It's filled with vibrant pink, yellow, orange, red, and blue colors, and animated sculptures and paintings. But beyond all that, curator Cynthia Long says this holiday is universal.
It feels a need to celebrate, to be given that permission to actually remember the family members who died, and gives them permission to talk about them.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.